is Bro Radio.
A Sky News Centre at 7. Three people have died in a helicopter crash on the Isle of Wight. A fourth person's in a serious condition in hospital after the chopper came down in the Shanklin area this morning. The Foreign Secretary has called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza after an Israeli strike on a hospital killed 20 people. David Lammy says he's horrified by the attack, in which five journalists also died. Amanda Nasser is a nurse who's been working at the facility in Khan Yunis.
I know one of the journalists very well, Mariam. She was a dear to me. And I actually just saw her yesterday with another journalist. I got word that she was killed and it broke me down.
Israel says it's investigating and regrets any harm to uninvolved individuals. Around 7 in 10 people believe Sir Keir Starmer isn't handling the migrant crisis well after another weekend of protests outside asylum hotels. The Home Office confirmed 212 people arrived via small boats yesterday. Colourful costumes, dancing and music are back on the agenda on day two of the Notting Hill Carnival. Facial recognition's in use this year, plus enhanced stop and search powers. Alexander Isak dominates the build-up to tonight's Premier League showdown between Newcastle and Liverpool, even though he won't be playing at St James's Park. The Swedish striker wants to leave Tyneside in order to move to Anfield. Liverpool boss Arne Slot says their hosts have plenty of threats, even without Isak.
I'm not sure, but I assume Isak is not playing, from what I read in the media. But they still have Anthony Gordon as a nine. They still have Elanga as a right winger, and Barnes from the left. And then this is the Premier League. We all have a lot of options, and Newcastle have them as well.
And Britain's Cameron Norrie is through to the second round of the US Open after Sebastian Korda was forced to retire through injury. Norrie was two sets up at Flushing Meadows when his opponent withdrew. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
No, I said it's true. I could feel the love. Can you feel it too? I could feel it.
Gotta tell you, tell you, tell you, tell you.
This is Bow Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your bank holiday Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. And yes, I'm back, and thank you very much for Gareth stepping in for me last week. I was stuck at an away fixture in South Yorkshire for a family event, so unfortunately couldn't make the show last week. But again, thank you to Gareth for taking the reins for a week. And what a week we've had. There's been bumper football action across the Vale. That and the Women's Rugby World Cup, along with the cricket that's been going on here in the Vale. And at Bro, we're going to bring you all the action and more across this 1 hour of sports here at Bro.
We'll be right back.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to kick off with the early weekend action from around the Vale. And Dinas Powers have qualified for this season's Welsh Cup after beating Croesilioc 2-1 in their second qualifying round. The Merch Club, who play in the South Wales Premier League Club, were the only grassroots team from the Vale to reach the first round proper of the prestigious competition. Michael Passmore put the visitors in front after 22 minutes, but Dinas fought back after the break with two goals in 4 minutes from Kylan Eriksson. Dinas, who needed penalties to beat Clydach Wasps in their first qualifying round, will learn their opponents later this week. And Dinas Powers play next on Friday, and they're home to Tata Steel United. And in the Cymru Premier, Barrytown United fell to their first defeat with a 3-2 loss to Pen y Bont. Steve Jenkins' men saw their unbeaten start of the campaign ended as Noel Daly clinched a hat-trick on his debut for the visitors. The first of the term's Five Mile Lane derbies at Jenner Park saw Jenkins hand a first appearance to summer signing Dan Smith, who in the notable absence of Ollie Hulbert. But both sides were quick to seek out early chances, particularly from last week's first-time scorer Robbie Wilmot, who saw his one shot sail over the bar, while a promising set piece was safely blocked by away keeper Liam Armstrong. Probably the host's best chance in the opening half came from some fine build-up play by Mikey George and Yaya Owen, leading up to another Wilmot strike that went begging. But the midfielder did have a hand in the opener on 34 minutes when his corner was met with a glancing header at close range by skipper Callum Sainty, claiming his first goal of the season. 5 minutes later, and Barry's stubborn defence watched on as Mel Davis flicked on from a throw-in in led to Noel Daly bundling the ball past keeper George Radcliffe from the edge of the box. But Barry did come out fighting after the break and went close to quickly regaining the lead from a Dan Smith free kick. But Owen was flagged offside as he rounded the keeper and slotted home into the empty net. The young forward would twice more come close to getting Barry's second in a matter of moments after some fine work from both Wilmot and Smith. But Pen y Bont went on to punish Barry for their missed opportunities on 57 minutes. Sainty's ball rebounded off the Pen y Bont defender and into the path of Alex Cetrovic, who found Daly in with acres of space to drill home past Radcliffe and hand Pen y Bont the lead. A hasty foul on Smith allowed the hosts to restore parity through the second half with Ryan Kavanagh stepping up to beat Armstrong from the penalty spot. Ex-Plymouth Argyle midfielder Josh Bernard would emerge on the subs bench to make his Barry debut in the dying minutes, with the game seemingly ebbing out to a draw. But Noel Daly would break Barry Hart in the 94th minute. A long-range kick from Kane Owen was nodded on by Gabriel Kirchhoff towards Daly, whose bullet header into the top corner clinched the bragging rights for Rhys Griffiths' side. And then Barry went on to play Cardiff Met, and that game took place earlier today, and I'll bring you the results of what happened later on in the hour. And going back to Friday night as well, Lantwick Major's winless start to the new season continued with a 2-1 defeat to Cymru South leaders Cambrian United. Carl Lewis's men paid a Friday night trip to Clydach Vale to face the only league side to retain a 100% record. Striker Kofi Rowe, who joined from Newport City last week, was handed his first debut, with Riley Allen favoured in goal ahead of Kane Draper. It was Rowe who made the immediate impact with a superb individual effort to put the visitors ahead after 24 minutes. But what proved to be a physical encounter took its toll on Lantwit, as Liam Eason drew a level on 76 minutes with his sixth league goal of the season. and any hopes that Lantwick could spoil the host's perfect start to the campaign were thwarted 10 minutes later when Eason played in Callum Bateman, who struck past Allen to grab all 3 points. Lantwick have yielded just 1 point from their first four games, but today they took on Trevelyan, and I will bring you the results from that game again a little bit later in the show. And going on to Saturday now, Ely Rangers were away to Llantrith Vardra, but they drew that game 1-1. Harrison Keach put the home side ahead on the stroke of half time, and early in the second half, Ihab Hassan brought the sides level. So Ely Rangers are currently sitting 8th in their league, and their next home game is against Abervale. So that brings you all up to date with the games from the weekend. So I am going to be bringing you the results from Bank Holiday Monday coming up next here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
If you're all going on a summer holiday, call Vale Taxis, as we'll get you there on time. Barry's Vale Taxis offers fixed-price airport transfers. And if you book a return, we'll even check the arrivals board to make sure we arrive when you do. Even if your flight lands early. Oh, and book it in advance to save 10%. For airport transfers, call Vale Taxis on Barry 747666 or search Vale Taxis Barry and download our app.
Ydych chi'n rhiant ym Mro Morgannwg? Ydych chi ymwybod am wasanaethau, digwyddiadau, gweithgareddau a chefnogaeth sydd ar gael yn lleol? Yna siwradwch y gwasanaeth gwybodaeth i deuluoedd y Fro. Gallwn eich gysylltu â grwpiau cyn ysgol a gweithgareddau blant a phobl ifanc. Dewisiadau gofal plant a chymorth gyda costiau gofal plant a gwasanaethau cymorth i deuluoedd gan gynnwys cefnogaeth i blant sydd ag anableddau neu angenion ychwanegol. Ffoniwch y Bari 704-704 neu chwiliwch am wasanaeth gwybodaeth i deuluoedd Bro Morgannwg.
This summer, we're going on tour across the Vale of Glamorgan. Join Celia and the Bro Radio team as we broadcast live from towns and villages across the county each Wednesday from 12 till 2. We'll be speaking to local organisations and businesses, showcasing the best of the Vale of Glamorgan and giving you the chance to spin to win. Keep listening to find out where we'll be next. The 6 weeks of summer with Chris Davies Estate Agents, a local family-run business that's been serving the Vale for 5 decades. Visit chris-davies.co.uk.
Each year, thousands of adults learn with Cardiff and Vale College. We offer a huge range of courses to develop your skills, progress your career, or change it. Courses are run at sites across Cardiff and the Vale. And with funding available, you could learn for free. Head to cavc.ac.uk/courses-for-adults to find out more and apply today.
Tea Haven Children's Hospice invites you to join us as we walk to remember this September. Our sponsored coastal walk takes you from Barry to Caldknap and back again. And it's a chance to honour the memory of a loved one while making sure no family lives their child's short life alone. Tea Haven's fully accessible walk to remember is on Saturday, September the 6th, and registration is open now. So sign up today via teahaven.org.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
Bro Radio.
We out here vibing, we vibing, we vibing. not the colors of you. I see them too, and boy, I like them. I like them. I like them. We way too fly to partake in all this hate. We are here vibing. We vibing. We vibing. Even when it's raining down.
Can't stop now.
Can't stop, so shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And now we're going to bring you the second half of the bank holiday fixtures that took place a bit earlier today. And we're going to start off in the Cymru Premier, where Barry Town were away to Cardiff Met for their continuing their rivalry again for another season. But this game ended all square, both teams scoring a goal each. So Sam Jones put the home side ahead, but a late Robbie Wilmot equaliser meant both teams shared the spoils. So that result leaves Barry, after the bank holiday weekend, fifth in the Cymru Premier. And after a busy bank holiday weekend, Barry are next face the new Saints at home on Saturday. So that's going to be a tough Saturday match there for Barry Town there. So let's hope for a good result there. And Llantwit Major were also in action a little bit earlier today, and they were away to Trevelyan. Now, Kofi Rowe and Thomas Stokes put the away side into an early lead before Lewis Ware pulled one back for the home team. In the second half, Luke Bowen tied the game for the home side, and then Jordan Davis went on to make it 3-2 for the home side. So they were trailing 2-0 and they took a 3-2 lead. But Jack Bevan rescued a point for Llantwit Major with a goal in the dying minutes of the game. So that draw leaves Llantwit Major 14th in the Cymru South. And they've got a cup game away to Tree Thomas Bluebirds on Friday. And Cymru Ely, they did have a match on Friday against Bagland Dragons, but that was abandoned. But they were home today to Pontypridd United, and they won that match 2-0. And it was a Liam Bishop goal in the first half and a second half goal from Harrison Lewis, and that was enough for Cymru Ely to see a victory there. So Cymru Ely are currently fourth in their league, and again they've got a Friday night cup game, and they're at home to Tree Owen Stars. Cardiff Airport, just keep an eye on what they've been up to, but they haven't been in action. But they do play on Friday, and they're at home to Enniskillen. So that brings you now up to date with the bumper bank holiday fixtures that have taken place with football from around the Vale. So up next on Bro, we've still got the cricket and rugby to give you, along with other action that has taken place this week around the Vale here at Bro.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when you say.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to change sport to cricket. And there's been a lot of cricket going on in the Vale, so I'm going to be bringing you some of the selected results. Now, with the weather we've been having, it's been sort of fantastic cricket spectating weather, I would say. Out and about there, so great to have great to sit down and watch there. But our teams have been in action, so we're going to start with the Vale Cricket Club. So the Vale Cricket Club, their first 11, they were away to Lisvane's first 11, and they lost that match by 5 wickets. So then Vale's second 11, they were home to Penteg's second 11, and they won that match by 5 wickets. The Vale's third 11, they were away to Cunnan Valley's first 11, and they won that match by 136 runs. And Vale's fourth 11, they were at home to Porth's second 11, and they won that match by 119 runs. And the matches that they've got coming up this week, so the Vale's first 11, they're at home in Corntown, and they're taking on Rogerston Welfare first 11. The Vale's second 11, they are away to Croesilliog's second 11. And the Vale's third 11, they're at home, and that's in Wick Village Green to Llantrit Vardar's second 11. And then the Vales 4th 11, then away to Bliners 3rd 11. And moving around the grounds just a little bit there, so we've got the results from Penarth County Cricket and Penarth's first 11. They were at home to Cluddock's first 11 and they won that match by 79 runs. Penarth's second 11, they were away to Rogerstown Welfare's second 11, first 11, sorry, and they lost that by 144 runs. And Penarth's third 11, they were away to Upper Rhondda's first 11 and they lost that match by 5 wickets. And then the Penarth's fourth 11, they were at home to Cardiff and they lost that match by 2 runs. And Penarth's 5th 11, they were away to Radder's 6th 11 and they won that by 8 wickets. And the match is coming up for Penarth, so their first 11, they're away to Defn Welfare first 11. And then Penarth's second 11, they are at home to Newport Fugitives first 11. And Penarth's third 11, they're at home to Pontypridd's second 11. Penarth's fourth 11, they're away to Friends Union first 11. And their fifth 11, now they're at home to South Wales Sri Lankan second 11. And just popping back into Barry, so Barry Athletics first 11, they were at home to Llandaff's second 11 and they lost that by 6 wickets. And Barry Athletics second 11, they were away to Malpas second 11 and Barry Athletic conceded that match. So going forward, this weekend coming for Barry Athletic Cricket, their first 11, they're away up in Brecon's first 11 and the second 11, they're home to Upper Rhondda's first 11. So that's your selected cricket results from around the Vale, and with the weather like this, I'm pretty confident that the matches can will keep going, and there'll be lots of supporters out there cheering on the local Vale sides. But next up on Bro, we're going to have a recap of what's been going on in the Rugby World Cup that started last week, where Wales did play their first match. So that's going to be coming up here at Bro.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Do you want to make Barry even better? Then join one of our action groups at Barry Plan for Neighbourhoods. Because if you're bursting with creative ideas about ways to improve our town, we'd love to have you on board. Barry has been chosen as one of 5 Welsh towns to benefit from major UK government investment. And we want to hear from local people with real-life ideas about how we can make Barry even better. Apply before September the 12th. Get in touch at barry.cymru.
I don't want to frighten you people, but I know what's going to happen.
Coming this October.
Tell us about the ghosts. We need something to entertain us.
Entertain you? Heavens above.
Live at the Paget Rooms, Penarth.
Ever since that night, the station has been haunted.
I've got to go see it. I must. The driver, please.
Penarth Operatic and Dramatic Society's The Ghost Train. October 8th through 11th. Tickets available from ghosttrainplay.co.uk.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilko.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we are going to be bringing you the result of the Wales Women's first World Cup game. But before that, there was an announcement from the WRU earlier this week, and that is that they confirmed that it wants to halve the number of professional rugby regions from 4 to 2. The governing body says it's the optimum solution, and it unveiled this on Wednesday, and it's the best option for the future of Welsh rugby. But they insist no decision has been made yet on the location or branding of the two surviving teams, which would field both men's and women's teams. Other options, including cutting just one of the four teams, that's the Cardiff Dragons, Ospreys and Scarlets, or retaining all four teams but with unequal funding. A 4-week consultation will be launched on the 1st of September ahead of a final decision due in mid-October. The regional system was first introduced under then Chief Executive David Boffitt, and that initially with 5 teams, only for the Bridgend-based Celtic Warriors to be wound up after one season amid financial problems. The governing body says out of the 4 potential models, its preferred solution would be 2 professional teams with equal funding links the best to its solution. They argue the system will have the sole goal of creating a winning Wales, but they admit that the alternatives, such as less investment in some of the wider systems changes, which would bring in the other proposals into focus. So essentially the proposals that they've got would be they keep the 4 clubs but with unequal funding. They have 3 clubs with equal funding, or 3 clubs with unequal funding, or as it looks like the WRU's preference, 2 teams both with equal funding. The WRU do add that the 2 club scenario would release significant investment to improve the semi-pro Super Rugby Cymru League, which began last season, thereby narrowing the gap between the heritage clubs and the elite game. They also added it would allow investment into the women's game to be accelerated, along with improvements into the academy structure and the player pathway programs feeding into the professional sides. So that's the announcement that's come out there. So from next week there will be the 4-week consultation, so we'll be keeping an eye on what happens there, and certainly keeping an eye out around mid-October to see what the final sort of decisions and proposals are from there. But we'll keep you up to date with all the news of that. But back to things on the field, and on Saturday Wales took on Scotland in their opening Women's World Cup match, and unfortunately it didn't go to plan that game, and Scotland ended up running out 38-8 points winners. They were 17 points to 8 up at half time. And Scotland seemed to have Wales' number on here. The last couple of Six Nations games, they've pulled the victories off, but it's normally only been by a couple of points. So it was a bit of a shock to see such a big margin there, after Wales did come back from not long ago from Australia, actually having beaten Australia on home soil there. So there was lots of positives leading up to it. Hopefully the squad can keep positive after this match. They do have they're playing Canada next, and that's going to be an interesting game. I mean, Canada are one of the best women's rugby teams around there, and it's going to be a crucial game for Wales. Canada will obviously go in there as favourites, and Wales are going to need a win to a win there just to keep their World Cup hopes alive. Wales do then have one more match then against Fiji. Fiji lost to Canada 65-7, so that just shows you how important the game against Canada on Saturday is going to be. And it's Saturday lunchtime, so that one is at 12 o'clock there, so a good time to be watching rugby. And then the game that Wales will have after that will be again the following Saturday, so that'll be on the 6th of September then, and that'll be against Fiji there, but hoping that Wales can do something and get a result there against Canada on there. And I guess it really also then depends on what happens in the Fiji Scotland and also the Canada Scotland games there as well. So I mean, it could become quite a tight group there. Just hope that Wales are on the right end of the tight results there, and hoping for a good performance and a good result coming up in their second game of the Rugby World Cup. And it is being held just across the bridge there in England. So it looked like there was a good crowd there that game for the game against Scotland that was in Salford. So still plenty to play for in there. So let's just hope they go out and they perform and they perform well and they give everything they've got. They give 100% to it. But some of these, especially the teams like Canada, they've been professional for a little bit longer, and Wales, we're just, especially in the women's game, I think we're just a little bit further back in the journey, but this is all the progress and exposure playing against bigger teams just shows you the standards that they need to be at. So it's all positives. Get behind them and let's hope for a positive result. Hear that, bro?
See you.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So is there a sport around the Vale that I'm not talking about? Then what you need to do is get in touch with me here at sport@proradio.fm. That's sport@proradio.fm. Or you can find Pro Radio on the social medias and drop us a line there. It might not just be a sport that I'm not talking about. Is it a sports club that's doing fantastic work in the community? Is it a volunteer that without the team or sports club you think would fall apart if they weren't there? Is it a supporter who's been coming along to every match or every game that you can remember? Tell me all here at Pro and I will get the information out to the people of the Vale. Better still, I could even ask you along to Pro headquarters and you could talk to me about your sports team, your sports club, the sports initiative you're doing, or you could just tell me about, is there that one person that you see turn up week in, week out, no matter what the weather, and supporting the team or the club that you're playing for? I know there's lots of people who are passionate about sport here in the Vale and will go and watch sport no matter what the weather, be it sunshine or not, although we've been quite lucky with the recent weather that it's been very good, as I said earlier, very good spectator weather for most outdoor sports at the moment. But unfortunately, there's not going to be any extra time for me on the sports show this week. Next week, I'll be back bringing you the sport that's been taking place from around the Vale. But up next on Pro, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
They were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb. So you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. So you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Oh no, you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Nah, don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm on the long, cold, lonely night.
that don't impress me much.
Radio.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Sullivan's Greengrocer has been providing local people with their five a day for over 50 years, and we now offer next day delivery when you shop online. We've fruit and veg boxes bursting with in-season produce. You can also build your own box. Barry, Penarth, Llantwith Major, Dinas Powys, Sully, Roos. Wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, Sullivan's Greengrocer deliver direct to your door between 6 and 10 a.m. Monday to Saturday. Message us on Facebook or Instagram for 15% off your first box. Place your order today. Just search Sullivan's Greengrocer online.
Would you like to support the Vale's local radio station? You can help us to continue to provide training opportunities for adults and courses for young people through our new One Lottery. Whether it's a one-off ticket or a monthly subscription, you'll help us whilst being entered into regular prize draws to win cash or gift cards. Register to play via broradio.fm/lottery. Players must be over 18 and located in Great Britain. One Lottery is administered by Gatherwell, an external lottery manager licensed and regulated by the Gambling Commission under account number 36893.
There's never been a better time to join Penarth Athletic Club. With membership starting at just £20, enjoy a great family-friendly atmosphere. We hold regular events and great food is often available from our band of pop-up restaurant friends. Why not book your next private party or function with us and celebrate your special occasion with hassle-free catering and entertainment available too. Penarth Athletic Club. Call or text us on our dedicated reservation number 077 612 46809 or find us on Facebook at Penarth Athletic Club.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This